Couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, bright and early on a Monday morning, it's the Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to what's going to be an incredibly busy week, and it's kind of a tail off from last week. If you recall, on last week's program, we had a really important conversation with Brigadier General Peter Zwack about the situation in Ukraine. We mentioned during that conversation that on Wednesday of this week, General Zwack will be at a reception at the World Affairs Council of Orange County. They've been around for over 50 years. Their members are engaged citizen leaders that come from everywhere. They come from business and in civic and educational communities here in Orange County. To tell us more about them and stuff that they've got coming up, Jeff Hobert in studio with us. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ed.
Great to have you. Thank you for being here today.
Appreciate it.
Now, I know that somehow, and I'm not sure of how this nebulous world of mine connected us together, but I know that we got connected together. Tell us exactly what the World Affairs Council of Orange County does.
You know, we're a nonpartisan nonprofit.
Okay.
And so we bring together top experts from around the world to talk about global issues. Okay. So we've had presidents, we've had ambassadors, we've had Gorbachev has come to town, we've had Nixon. So all sorts of people across the spectrum. To kind of come in and give people an insight into what truly is going on around the world and have the opportunity to engage and talk with people without yelling, screaming, those types of things.
Right. So I imagine, well, you've been around for over 50 years that you have had some very impressive speakers and people that are difference makers. So General Zwack, you've got him coming in on Wednesday night. Tell us specifically about the event.
Okay. So it's on Wednesday night over at the Pacific Club at Newport Beach.
Okay.
And I mean, talk about frontline. General Zwack was top senior defense official for the U.S., attaché to the Russian Federation between 2012 and 2014. And he's been engaged. He's been continuing to be engaged. He just flew back from Turkey this past week.
Right.
And obviously, the Turkey-Russian relationship is extraordinarily important right now. And so it's a great opportunity for our members and guests in the community to come out and kind of hear from him, ask him questions, and also engage with others and kind of get others' thoughts about the issues addressing us.
Right. He was very detailed and very comprehensive in his conversation with us about the unique relationship, the balancing act that Turkey has with Russia and NATO now that Russia has attacked Ukraine. So he really explained that well. I would absolutely look forward to this on Wednesday night. So who else do you have in the docket coming up? What's the rest of the year look like for you?
It's a great question. So we have coming up on June 16th, we have a woman by the name of Rushan Abbas.
Okay.
And so she's going to be talking about the Uyghur situation in Western China.
Okay.
And actually, this one will be on Zoom. So we're kind of transitioning out of Zoom. Still have some on the calendar.
Right.
But it's next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. And then we have coming up Michael Morell, former acting director of the CIA.
If I may, back to the Uyghur situation now. There's a genocide that we've accused China of with the Uyghur population in China, correct?
Correct.
So she'll be addressing this?
She will be. I mean, everything that's been going on there in terms of the people being isolated in a sense. I spent some time there several years back, and it's a region that you don't really hear much about when it comes to China. Everybody focuses on the East Coast and Beijing and Shanghai, but it's a region that, these people are being affected in a way that, like you said, is a genocide.
Right.
So it's her coming out to kind of raise that profile of human rights and kind of wake up everybody to the fact that this is taking place. It's obviously a touchy situation because there's a lot of economic decisions that all countries have to make, but the U.S. has come out and stated it's a genocide.
So. Right. We are bound in certain ways financially, but there are human rights issues which
absolutely
simply supersede those bounds.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And so she's coming out. She's an advocate. She's a human rights advocate. She's from there herself.
Okay.
So, and she'll be coming out and talking about the issues.
Okay. And this is on the 16th?
On the 16th, correct.
Okay. And you mentioned, I cut you off when you were talking about the gentleman from the CIA.
No, I spent on to the next thing. So we have a former acting director of the CIA, Michael Morell.
Okay.
So he'll be coming in. We're being rescheduled right now because of the COVID issues.
Right.
But he'll be coming in to talk about what it's like to be an intelligence officer. I mean, it's somebody who's internal that kind of worked his way up to the top echelons of, he's the only one, I believe, who is in the room standing next to the president on 9/11, in the room standing next to the president when we got bin Laden.
Right.
And so he's been there for quite some time. And in fact, I just was going back and forth with him the other day, and he just said, hey, we got to postpone for a month or two because I'm in meetings 12, 14 hours a day right now with this Russian-Ukraine situation.
Right. And he was in a position to be with multiple administrations, as you mentioned, multiple administrations on the highest levels.
Right, exactly. And a lot of times, a lot of the issues we discuss kind of go across, kind of go above party line type thing, right? And again, like I mentioned earlier, it's a nonpartisan issue. And a lot of people are looking, nonpartisan organization, a lot of people are looking for that. They're looking for an entity maybe to turn off the TV and turn off cable news and be able to, you know, kind of go and listen and engage without screaming and yelling. That's kind of what our focus is, to sit down with people at dinner and hear their thoughts. And a lot of times you find you're a little bit more on the same page on a lot of issues, especially foreign policy.
Do you find yourself having to have that extra pocket full of patience sometimes? Because I know you do want to remain nonpartisan. You do very well at remaining nonpartisan. Your organization does. Do you find yourself having to carry extra patience with you sometimes?
You know, not necessarily. I think that a couple things on that. One is that, you know, we certainly don't steer away from issues. I mean, so we're discussing frontline issues, domestic as well. For me, I'm much more actually interested in going to hear something I may not agree with.
Right.
In terms of patience wise, I mean, going to cheerlead with somebody is okay, I guess, at times. But to be able to challenge your thoughts and your opinion, there's many things I've slightly changed my opinions on certain issues just by hearing people and their perspective, having been in the room.
So, right as you were waiting, and unfortunately, I'm sorry I didn't turn on the lobby radio for you, but I had this 10-minute. Gun laws. Obviously, guns have been a big issue over the last several weeks, and I came up with an unconventional look at some ideas for gun laws. Give us your general take of what you've seen these last several weeks, and the pall that is the cloud that hangs over us now.
That's difficult. I mean, it's kids, right? I mean, that hits home for every single household, regardless of where they come down on the issue, and it just goes to show that we have to figure this out. I mean, having spent half my life overseas, there's models overseas as well. You know, kind of stepping back to the foreign side of things. There's models overseas that hopefully we can look at other countries, what they've done.
When you look at another country, what country stands out that you think, well, you know what, they're actually doing okay? Is it Australia, who just recently?
That's a great question. I mean, so Howard came from a ideological perspective that traditionally would have been more in favor of guns, right? And so maybe it takes that. Maybe it takes somebody who's from a different perspective, not a different perspective, but the party that you wouldn't expect to be pushing certain thoughts to be the leader on it.
Right.
You know, because it's certainly going to be somebody that's going to step out or a group that's going to step out and make it happen. But it's there's a lot of people that are spending their lives now working on this. They've lost family members. That's what they dedicate their life to. And it's a really tough issue. Really tough issue.
Now, we find that, again, and this is something that we hope for cohesion here at some point, that down the road somewhere there is something we can agree on. There's a segment of our population here in America that is that seems unreachable. Do you find that in conversations, as you're having conversations with people, and you do like to talk to the other side, you do like to speak with people that have different and ranging views? Do you find that there's a segment that is unreachable?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know if it's unreachable. I mean, there's certainly a segment that there's a couple of things. One is that there's we're all in a little echo chambers, right?
Right.
We all are, you know, I haven't had a TV in 20 years, but I catch myself on Twitter going to the same thing. So everybody gets in their own little echo chamber. So when it comes to unreachable, there's a little bit of that, right? Being exposed to different ideas is certainly important. It's also interest, right? We have so much coming to us nowadays with the internet and all these different things coming at us, you know, the speed at which things come at us. So a lot of people are focused on trying to, you know, feed their kids and keep the shelter over their head, and they may not be able to follow things as closely.
Right.
And I think that's why it's important to have entities like the World Affairs Council in the community, so that people can kind of get out there and kind of get insight into different issues. Perfect example in Western China.
Right.
I mean, that's something you don't hear people talking about when you go down the streets.
Right. It's not on the radar at people having as we say, the kitchen table conversations. It's not on the radar of most people, but it should be.
It should be. I mean, a lot of people, you can make the argument that the challenge of the 21st century is responsibility to protect the United Nations, right? RPT. And it, you know, nations have a duty, and we certainly have traditionally had a duty to step up and speak out for those that are dealing with human rights issues. And nowhere is it more dramatic than there right now.
Right, right. And I want to remind our listeners again, that's on the 16th, and that is a Zoom meeting.
Correct.
And how can they tune in?
So if you go to our website, it's worldaffairscouncil.org.
Okay.
And it has all our upcoming events. It has a little bit about the council, how you can become a member, how you can come to events. And it always lists the upcoming events that people can register for.
Okay. And membership is an easy task? Membership is an easy take?
It is. I mean, okay. it's people don't have to be members to attend right. our events. A lot of times people come a few times before they realize, hey, this is kind of an entity I want to support. Again, being nonprofit, we're supported by our membership. It's $100 roughly for right. somebody. And they get discounts on all the events. We usually hold, traditionally we hold about one a month.
Okay.
Sometimes they're big, you know, right. 200-300 people. Other times it's small, intimate, 30-40 people where you get a little bit more one-on-one time with the expert.
But, oh, that's great. And you yeah. you host a question answer period.
We
after.
Do.
That's
yep, that's
good.
Part of it. I mean, people get to come in and they get to ask questions, right? That's one of the things that I think that people find interesting, right? They get to actually ask questions to a General Petraeus. They get to ask questions right. to, you know, Linda Thomas Greenfield, current United Nations ambassador. So, I mean, it's the other thing that's interesting is that the council, a lot of people are in the State Department, Foreign Service, even Defense Department. A lot of times they see the World Affairs Council, it's been interesting to me. They see the World Affairs Council as the one entity that they want to kind of, they'll go to it, you know, pro bono to kind of go out and give back to the community and give some insight into the community, to
right.
the community, into the expertise they gained over the years.
Right. I got to be honest with you, and I'm not blowing smoke in your face. I would never do that. But but in having spoken with General Zwack last week, I found, oh yeah, instant cred. There is instant credibility to the issues that he touches because you have found the expert to discuss those particular issues. So I applaud the guests that you bring, the guests that you have, and the subjects that you cover, the subject matter that you cover. Is there something out there that personally is something you need to scratch the surface of that we maybe won't be doing in these next couple of conversations, either on the 16th or later on with the CIA director?
Topic-wise?
Yeah, topic-wise.
You know, one topic that at least I'm kind of thinking about at this point, you know, have you seen Social Dilemma, the movie?
I have.
Yeah, I mean, think about that, right. that challenge that we have. And it's not just domestic, it's international, right? Right? We're in this little bit of a spiral going on, right?
Right.
And so, I mean, the council, we're actually, right now, we're looking at bringing in the I just forgot the gentleman's name, who was the director of the movie, okay. and potentially putting together a panel where we can discuss those issues, right? Have right. somebody from the tech world, have some who's been trying to solve it from their perspective, have somebody from another perspective trying to, and get up there and engage and have the local population have the opportunity to kind of ask questions themselves and hopefully learn about what we can all do to fix this spiral we're in.
I want to tag that along with something here. You mentioned you're a Twitter follower. You don't have a TV, which shocks me. Anyone that doesn't own a TV or hasn't had one in 20 years, what the hell are you doing in your free time, man? But you're on Twitter often.
Newspaper.
Yeah, okay.
Three newspapers.
Three news, okay.
I'll admit, they're still unopened in my car, but hopefully not too much Twitter.
Elon Musk purchasing Twitter.
Yeah.
Is that a scary thing for you?
I don't know if it's scary. I mean, he's certainly stepping out into a space that I think a lot of people are trying to figure out how he has all the time to do that.
Right.
And, you know, his right to be able to do it. He certainly has changed a lot of fields, and I can't fault him for wanting to see this as something he sees as a passionate issue.
Right.
You know, free speech and trying to dive into it and do what he can to change it. So I respect that. I don't always agree with him, but I respect that.
All right. Okay. And I'll send you a piece I did on that last week.
It
may interest you. Jeff Holbert is with the World Affairs Council of Orange County. This coming Wednesday night, there's a reception from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Pacific Club in Newport Beach. The dinner and the main program starts at 6:30. Question and answer period shortly after that, I imagine.
Yep.
All right, and you can find him at worldaffairscouncil.org, or here's a phone number for you. Write it down. It's 949-354-3180, 949-354-3180. If you missed any of that or any portion of this conversation, we'll have it up on the website a little bit later on. Jeff, a pleasure meeting you. I'd love to have you back, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate having us over.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it again sometime. Jeff Holbert, World Affairs Council of Orange County, thank you so much.
Thank you.